Blog Talk Radio.
If you walked into...
Greetings to the Most High God. What a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. We give him glory, we give him honor, we give him praise. Ah, thank God for such a visitation on the 6th anniversary, on this revival, on the blessed vessels that he used. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do him like, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hear my voice and open up the door, I'll come in and dine with him and he with me. That's why this song is so precious to me. What would you do if he walked into the room? Hallelujah. Knocking at the door and even have to get in the house and come into whatever room that we allow him to, which should be every room. What would you do? I'm going to give about 2 minutes for that while I'm waiting for our prayer warriors to come on. We have about four at this time, so we can go into our prayer time, glorifying the Lord and testifying of his goodness. The door and knock. And we let it enter in. Those rooms. Think about it. We have one-on-one with Jesus.
To the house, but are we entering in to those secret places? Is there intimacy there? Hallelujah. He's here right now. Oh, all week, every day, every hour, every minute. We recognize him when he comes. Hallelujah. We recognize him.
Yes, Lord.
Present help
in the time of trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here I am. The King is
yes, you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, the King above all kings. Jesus
yes.
Christ, the King.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. He's the King. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For those that have just joined us, welcome to the Block Talk Radio. In other words, welcome back. We bless God for an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. He is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Thank Him for the magnificent, marvelous, wonderful, awesome visitation we had throughout this whole week from Sunday to Sunday in this anniversary revival. God, I bless every vessel, glory to God, that spoke into our lives. And thank God for life-changing word that came. What we do with it is up to us without faith. Oh, God, I bless you. Bless, glory to God, all the hearers. Bless the prayer warriors and their faithfulness. Pray, glory to God, that you'll have your way in our lives continuously. And glory, I bet that you've been speaking in the secret closet before the revival. In glory to God, out of the mouths of their anointed vessels that were their leaders or overseers, things that you, glory to God, have spoken and even stirred up an anointing, even the more for those things that have been lying dormant, opening the eyes and bringing awareness and even some sharpening the tools again. Other ones, glory to God, would have lost, glory to God, that fire. Ah, glory to some that fear that it be replenished and glory to God be restored. Ah, so many things, God, you're doing in our lives. Ah, as you blessing us daily. If we got a little weak and glory, a little slow for God, the word, the word, the word. And you do it every day. But sometimes you send vessels, glory to God, the reminders or to sharpen us or either like a jump start, like sometimes you have to get with your battery. Oh, some was a tune-up. But nevertheless, God, I thank you. Glory to God. Help us to keep our lives, glory to God, unspotted on a daily basis. Because all the things that the enemy throw at us, if we would throw the word back, glory to God, and find ourselves digging deeper with our roots so it could be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not remove and get our mind, glory to God, the mind of Christ, so we can soar like that eagle that you talk about in Isaiah 40, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, I bless you, I bless you. And I thank you again, glory to God, for what our ears have heard. And God, we thank you, Lord God, and we just believe in. We just continue to fight the good fight of faith, denying this flesh, crucifying and those that did not recognize the tricks of the enemy on some areas that we were snared in. Thank you for the awakening. Oh, you're such a marvelous and wonderful God. Awesome is he. God, as we worship you this night and testify of your goodness, of your healing, your deliverance, your awakening, your awareness, all the provisions, glory to God, the things you brought us out, the things you brought us through, even through betrayal and hurt and disappointment. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, even through heartache and some that maybe been oppressed, depressed, or even wanted to check out, glory to God. Thank you for that mercy and grace. Hallelujah, every day that you give us and another opportunity to praise you, another opportunity to glorify your name, another opportunity to repent, another opportunity to be used for your glory. Oh, God, we bless you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness, even in that word that's letting us know, glory, more and more. You got to let go and forgive for our Father to forgive us. And we can't, glory to God, push yourself under the rug and glory because we got by, it seemed to be, and things kept going, and we seemed to be blessed this place and that. Oh, but that other stuff still has to be dealt with. God, I bless you for your loving kindness. You coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So, God, help us. Help us. Glory to God. To more and more, no more I but the Christ. I bless you for the body of Christ. I bless you for this divine connection prayer line. Truly, God, you have blessed us to hold on, glory to God, to what your word is saying, even in John 15 about your glory. You're our lifeline. You're the vine. We are the branches.
And any branch, glory to God, hallelujah, that's in you, that's for you, God, you prune it. You said you chastise those they love, but you want those things over to God to fall away from us and dry off. But God, if we don't, God, and we just get disconnected, glory to God, hallelujah, we're going to lose out on the blessings and even our spiritual and natural life if we don't stay connected. But I thank you for mercy and grace that help us every day to just warn us and try to send a riot of anointing, glory to God, to awakening so we can stay tuned in. Thank you so much. Thank you for the vessels that you use, that we are to bear one another burdens and strong bear the infirmities that we stay connected, praying one for another and praying without ceasing. God, thank you for the healing and the deliverance that go on in the prayers. God, we bless you. We bless you and we honor you in the name of Jesus. God, for those that are walking in darkness, help our light to shine the more as we deny ourselves so our light can be more brighter. Glory to God, when someone asks about the hope that's live on the inside of us, we can tell them, glory to God, we'll not be the stumbling blocks. We'll not be, glory to God, ones that will be a partaker of another man's sins. We will be in a place, glory to God, that whereas we lift Christ up, he said he'll draw all men to him. Oh, God, we'll be in a place, glory to God, desiring pureness of heart. Hallelujah, because you said only the pure in heart shall see you. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, to help one another while we're going through. And even while our bodies are going through or our homes are going through, you put us on a post, glory to God, to do a work. Thank you for the faithful ones that did not allow what the enemy is showing them or what he's, glory to God, challenge them with that come off their post. Might, glory to God, be a little weak, but we can say the weak being strong in God, in his word, in his anointing. It is written, Satan, it is written. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, that not to be bashing and crucifying others, glory to God, with our tongue. Ah, but we'll be helpless and, glory to God, be vessels that you can use for your honor. God, I thank you again for your loving kindness and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for those that are in darkness and that are lost. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that they may be able to receive what God is saying. As you put people in their path, help us to be vessels in their path, that they'll see a light. They won't see us acting like Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Glory to God, and trying to take care of ourselves when things don't go in our favor. Ridicule and glory to God, and trying to, glory to God, fight our own battles. But God, I thank you for the armor. Thank you for glory, the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the mercy. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for being our advocate. We love you today. We appreciate you today. God, as we cover all the bases that we can cover with our children, those that are sick, those that are in, glory to God, in prison bound, those that are prison bound in their mind, those that are going through in Ukraine, our president, this United States, all the murdering and the killing and the different things that are going on, all the satanic forces that the enemy is using, glory, against their minds, we bind him and loosen from his assignment. We pray, glory to God, untimely death and sickness and disease, plots and plans and schemes he try to come up against the believers with when they're trying to stand and do with God. We rebuke him, bind him, and loosen from his assignment. We pray that we be determined like never before. God, that we'll be concerned one for another, and we'll stop whatever we're doing when we hear your voice to carry out your assignment. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines tonight, praise God, with prayer and testimony. God, put in my spirit just before the revival was over, that this is a night, glory to God, we're going to pray, but testify of the goodness of the Lord. It's a powerful testimony. Let me catch Mother before she has to get off the line, because she has to go off periodically once in a while concerning some matters, but bless the Lord. She has a powerful testimony of somebody we've been praying for, and also praying for her sister. So we want Mother Alexander, get my screen to go, to roll, don't tell me she's gone. Let me see. Night, there she is. Oh, screen moved. Praise the Lord. We give God glory. So here we go again. I'm going to get it back up where her number is in just a moment. It keeps moving. All righty. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Here it is. Receive Evangelist Mother, glory to God, Alexander.
Praise the Lord.
Prayer and testimony.
Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord, for you've been so good to us all, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you are a God that hears prayers, and you are the God that answers prayers. Thank you for being so merciful to us, our Lord God. Thank you for opening doors for us, Lord God. Because your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. And nothing is too hard for you to do. You can do it all, Heavenly Father. Just help us to stand faithful in your word and believe in your word. Because if you said it, that's it. Oh, Father, you have been mighty good to us, Lord. I thank you for bringing us today together, one more day again, to hear each and every one of us talk about the goodness of God and to pray for one another. Because, Lord, your word said, pray for one another. Help us to know and remember, Lord, that your promises said, if we pray, you gave us the power to pray down the situation, Lord. If we only believe and stand by faith and your word, it's got to come down. And Lord, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for you wake us up this morning in sound mind and a healthy body, that we can be on this line to intercede for brothers and sisters, Lord. To thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. Because without you, Lord, we have nothing. And Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. Because only you can do it, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, only you can do it. And Lord, we praise you. We give you thanks today, Lord God, for how good you've been to us all, Heavenly Father. Because if not been for you, where would we be? Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God. You said in the word above all, Lord, you want us to be in good health and to be prosperous. According to your word in 3 John, verse 2, you said it, Father God, and we believe it. We believe, Lord God, that you don't want us to be sick and going through all these aches and pain. We believe that if you said it, Lord, we stand in faithful on it. You gave us authority to bind the works of the enemy that come against the body. And Lord, we bind him up in the name of Jesus. Aches and pain, all type of a disease and sickness, we command it to loose the body because it has no dominion. And Lord, we thank you for the power and the authority you gave us, Lord. Because your promises tell us, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us so much power to stand and to bind these works of the enemy, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy in our life. For you are the God that heals, Heavenly Father. You are the Lord that delivers, Heavenly Father. No one can provide like you can, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you've done in my life, in my brothers and sisters' life, and still doing, Lord God. You know, with children's life, Lord, it's only you protect them. No one else does it but you, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' name we claim that victory, Lord, because you gave us the authority to stand. You said in your word, if we pray. So the key is in our prayers. The key is when we stand faithful and believe what we ask for. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for how good you've been to us. Thank you for how you make a way for my sister, Lord. Because only you brought her through that surgery. Only you could do it, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that she is out of ICU and is doing much better. I thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us all, Lord God, because you are the only way, Lord God. Thank you for making a way for my niece, Lord God, that she's out of surgery also, and she's doing much better. For it's only you make it possible, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you for my daughter-in-law, Tony, in Virginia. Thanks be to God that our daughter went up there today And she feels so good because our mama is speaking. Thank God for doing that. And it's only prayers. Prayers is what bring these things to pass. Father, we thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for how good you've been to us all. And thanking you, Lord God, for strengthening the prayer warriors. Because the prayer that they send up, you answer it, Lord God. You are a God that answers prayer. You are the only way, Lord Jesus. There is no other way. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all three of them is doing much better. And it's only you make it possible, Father. In the name of Jesus, for we cry out to you, Lord God, and you answer those cries. Each and every one of us that cry out, standing in the gap, for my niece, my daughter-in-law, and my sister, they were standing faithful on the prayer line. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for it's only you make it possible. And Father, thank you for continuing to keep us as one, to stand faithful, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord, that she continue to keep on pushing on, doing what you gave her to do, and standing strong, because you gave her the prayer line, and you keep us together. Because only you make it possible for we all come together as one in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And that's my testimony and my prayers. Thank you all, sisters and brothers, that was praying. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Powerful prayer and the testimony, and even the later, she said her ex-daughter-in-law, the one that had coded blue, and praise God, and was on life support, and through all the prayers, praise God. And I was telling her, I remember, even I think I told Pastor Bird, too, some nights I remember going to bed and saying, oh, Tony, wake up, open your eyes, open your eyes. And praise God for all the prayers, because it's the power of prayer together united as we're in agreement and see the manifestation. Thank God again for her sister, too, as well. Through that surgery and eating now, and everybody's well. I thank God for that. That's marvelous, wonderful, awesome. Praise God. We're going to have Pastor Bird, and after Pastor Bird, we'll have Mother McCormick. Let's see, get my system rolling here. I'm trying to freeze up on the name, but that's, I mean on the number. Praise God. Prayer and testimony, praise God, at this time, Pastor Bird.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise him. We give him glory and honor, and we give him thanks. We thank God for who he is and all that he do. For God truly is an awesome God. And God shows himself to us every day in many ways if we would just begin to pay attention to what he's doing. This week has been last week was a good week for me. I give God praise and I give God thanks for who we are and all that he do.
When the devil comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. And one of the things that God was saying to me last week, because I shared with everybody about the dizziness and they saw something and wanted to send me to a neurologist, and they tell me that they don't have a neurologist available until November. And I began to get upset about that, because some mornings I wake up, I'm dizzy, and other mornings I don't. And one morning I woke up just dizzy, couldn't get up, and I just began to lay in the bed and began to pray. And I began just to stand on the truth of God's word that by his stripes I'm already healed. And I began to rebuke the devil in the midst of that. And at that moment, the peace of God just fell all over me. And the devil had to flee, and the dizziness subsided. We got to stand on the word of God. In the midst of everything, I know that God will use doctors and other things, but we have the word. And when everything else fell, we stand on the word, but you know what? We need to stand on the word first.
Amen.
And so I have been this week, last week, the dizziness has stopped. I believe that God is a healer.
Hallelujah.
I believe that he's already sent his word to heal me. I don't care if I still feel that water in my head or whatever is going on. By his stripes I am healed, and I'm going to stand on his word without wavering. And even personal to me. And I said, God, I'm going to open up every door that I got closed, and I want you to walk in. I need more faith. God, I need you to come in and sup with me and me with you. So I tell you, we have to just fight that good fight of faith, regardless of what it look like. Because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can bring fear in us, if he can make us walk in a way that we don't believe God's word work. But we got to believe it. So I took that stuff to the foot of the cross, and I'm leaving it there. And even when I wake up and don't feel like it, you know what? I get right on up anyway, as long as I can stand up. And I get up and begin to pray, and that thing has to go in the name of Jesus. So I'm just walking by faith and not by sight. I'm going to call those things that be not as if they were. I'm not going to worry about whether the doctors see me or not. I got a personal relationship with the healer himself. So I'm just going to stand on his word. I would ask that everybody continue to pray. Pray that even a door will be open if it needs to be open. But just keep me in your prayers. Father, I honor you today. And I give you glory. God, I know that you got me. You are the hope of glory. I thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking me. I thank you, Father God, for just continuously watching over me. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. I am your servant, Father God, and I won't turn around by what I feel or what I see. I'm just going to be moved by every word, Father God, that proceed out of your mouth. And Father God, today I just lift up the United States and all of the nations, Father God, because we are copycat now. We see that shooting is going over here and shooting is going over on there, and people are losing their lives. But I am praying, Father God, for the churches to get together and lift up the name of Jesus. I am praying, Father God, that we know it's a spirit. We know it's demonic, going to and fro, seeing who the devil can destroy. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we not be moved by that stuff, but we continue to pray, praying for the young people, praying for the church, praying for America, praying for everything that's going on. Because you said your word would not come back void, God, but it would accomplish what it sent out to do. So help us, Father, to stand on that truth, regardless of what it looked like. We believe your word and your word work. So, Father God, we just thank you again today. Hallelujah, for that revival that went forth. And my prayer, Father God, is that some man and some woman, some boy or girl, dear God, heard that word, and they open up some doors to let you in, because you are the only way. You are our peace, dear God. Oh, we can have peace even in the midst of the storm. We can have peace in you, dear God. I pray, Father God, even for those folk that's lonely, I pray that they open up that door, God, and let you in. I pray, Father God, that you sit down and talk with them and them with you, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those that's sick today, God. There are many diseases that's going around, and God, but we know that you're still the healer. And I pray in the name of Jesus that they will look to you and know that you are their refuge, Father God, that they will know that you are a healer. They will know, Father God, if you don't heal them, that you will comfort them. I'm praying that you would take away that pain, Father God, because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and you can do anything but fail. God, we're going to walk through something in this world, but I thank you that you didn't leave it to us to walk alone, that you're always beside us. And not only that, God, you're carrying us through some stuff right now. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that as your word go forth, it go forth with power and authority, and that it changes our mindset in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you and I praise you, and I thank you, God, for loving us so much that you gave your son, and your son gave his life that we might have life abundantly, God. Help us to know that means nothing broken, nothing missing, every need being met according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And you've already given us the authority of God to step on the head of Satan. Because God, he's wild now. He's going back to and fro, destroying your people, dear God. And the sad thing, God, you know that we who are in Christ, if we lose our life here, God, we will live again. But God, for those that don't know you, for those, Father God, who have not made you Lord of their lives, for those who have not received you as Savior, we cry out for them now, God, in the name of Jesus, that somebody somewhere will speak the word of God, that gospel will go forth, and that gospel will save those that are lost in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to continue to have your way. Continue to have your way in our lives and in all of those that surround us as we pray for our families and we pray for our friends, we pray for our neighbors. We pray for the places that we live in, dear God, in Jesus' name. And we believe in our hearts that a change is coming. We don't care what it looks like now. We know that you're still God, you're still in charge, God, and that you can do all things. All power is in your hand. You can build up and you can tear down.
So, Father, we release that thing into your hand right now in the name of Jesus and say, let your will be done. Have your way. Have your way, Father. Have your way in this nation and all over the land. Because, God, there's turmoil everywhere. But you're still God. You're still God. And you're not just up in heaven looking down on us, God. You're in our midst. You are beside us. You walk with us and you talk with us, dear God. You are our refuge and you are our comforter. So, Father, help us not to fear. And help us just to do all that we can possibly do. Because it's in your hands and it's up to you. And so, God, I thank you that as we pray one for another, as we stand in the gap one for another, that we're going to expect change, God. Globally, we're expecting change. Because, God, you're just not a God of few, but you are the God of all of us. Even though those that have not claimed you, even for those that have not named you, but there are many, God, that we believe going to be saved in these last days. So, God, have your way. And again, I just want to thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. I pray now for everybody on this line, Father, that every need they have is met, that every sickness and disease will be healed in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. I thank you, Father God, that everything they touch gonna prosper in Jesus' name. Thanking you, God, for the message that has gone out for my sister's family now, God. We thank you for intervening in that situation. We thank you, God, that you have the last word. I praise you, I love you, and I trust you, God, and I ask that you have your way. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
What an awesome, marvelous God that we serve. Praise God. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Praise God. I might have to find her number up under number. Give me a moment. Make sure I get the right number for our system. Making sure she's okay. Just a moment. I think this has a different number tonight. Mother McCormick, are you there? She's not on. I'll double check. I thought I saw her number up. All right, then. I'm going to ask Sister Rachel. Give us that testimony. And then we'll go back to the Mother McCormick, and then we'll sign up for Brother Black. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to have a... Praise God. Go ahead. Prayer and testimony.
I praise the Lord for everything that he's doing right now in my life. I thank him for being here from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I claim it in the name of Jesus. I thank him for what he's already done. My tests I did today was good. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for how he's bringing my sister-in-law along. I thank God how she's wriggling her right foot now. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for complete and total healing. I thank you for her being home, Lord. So much to be thankful and grateful for. God, I thank you for my daughter and my grandchildren. I thank you for my daughter that wants to get in the Word of God and wants to just learn more and more of Jesus. I thank God for this last week of revival. I just give God the praise and honor how he came and brought word to manifestation for me. Let me know that it is him that is talking to me. Lord, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He is that he is, and he's showing himself mighty. God, we thank you, God. And yes, he is. He's answering prayers, and he's bringing it to manifestation. Lord, we thank you because he said we could do greater works. And, Lord, I thank you for it, God. I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, for everything that you are doing, God, through this Blog Talk Radio. God, I thank you for Pastor BJ, Mama Pastor BJ. Lord, I thank you for it, God, for her just ministering into my spiritual realm. God, I thank you for how she just encouraged me. God, I thank you for these prayer warriors, God, for how they encouraged me when I finally I see. God, I thank you, hallelujah. I'm so grateful, God, for the people that you put in my life, God. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord. I'm not ungrateful. I'm thankful, Lord. And I thank you for my Aunt Magdalene. Lord, I thank you for her inviting me for the first time. God, I thank you. I thank you for her introducing me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for my brother that he's got a mind to stay home and take care of his wife. God, I thank you, Lord, for giving him the patience, Lord. Oh, God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, because we're going to see the rest of the manifestation from her too, God. God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for everything that you are doing, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you. My expectations are nothing is too hard for you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Mother McCormick, are you on the line now?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, praise God. Yeah, I had the wrong number. Y'all numbers are kind of same at the end. Okay, praise God.
Yeah. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, I just thank God. Thank God for each and every one that have already prayed and told their testimony. God, I just give glory and honor to him on today for just who he is in my life, for how he have been there for me, Lord, how he have woke me up and just started me on a new day I never seen before. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I praise God for everything that's been said and done. I thank God for the revival this week, last week. Thank God for the revival. I tell you, I enjoyed every lady, every person, every man, everybody. I just enjoyed the Spirit of God that come out of their mouth, how they spoke the word, and how it was just so, the word of God said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I tell you, I taste the Lord. I taste him this week, last week, and I just praise God, and I just give glory and honor. I just want to thank God. Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you right now, Lord, just thanking you, Lord God, for all that you are, all that you're doing, praying for people all over the world, praying for those that I know, those that I don't know, God, praying that you would touch men and women everywhere, Father, praying that you would continue, Lord God, to give us the strength, Lord God, to stand and to be real at what we do, God, praying, Lord God, that you would just help us, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight. Praying, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those that don't know you in the palm of their heart on tonight, God. Let them realize, God, that you is a healer. You is a deliverer, God. That you is a God that sits high and look low, and you see and know everything, God. Father God, I thank you right now, God, for your word, because your word is what's going to take us through. Your word is what's going to help us to stand as we walk this journey in these days and times. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Say, let us therefore come bold into the throne of grace that we can attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So I just thank you, Lord God, as we continue to come boldly to the Lord, come and believing and trusting in him and knowing that the word of God says Matthew 21:22, and whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe, and you will receive. So let us know that on today when we ask something, if we just believe it, we can receive just what we ask for in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you on today, God. I pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight that's on the line. I pray for Sister Hubbard. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless her, God, and keep this woman, God, a woman that stands on the word, a woman that you can call. I don't care what time of day or night. You can call. She will pray for you. Oh, God, she's not just like going to say, oh, God, when you pray, when you ask her, she might get with her later. No, she prays right then and there. I thank God for her, God. I just pray for her. I pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless her, Lord. And even, God, Pastor Bird, God, I just pray for her too, Lord. Prophet Bird, God, continue to bless her. Bless her, Lord God, as she go through the things that she have to go through. Hold her up on every side, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You knows what she needs. You knows what she's standing in need of. Oh, Father, you work all these situations out in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, look down on my sister Willie, God, Minister Willie. God, pray for her right now, that you'll continue to be with her. Be with her, her family, her daughter. Continue to bless her daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Work these situations out in all our family, in all our children, Lord God, the things that they are going through right now, in the name of Jesus. Look down on Brother Blight, God. Continue to bless him and keep him, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you know all about him. You know how his heart is, how he always on the phone, and how he be so excited about things. God, continue to use this man of God in the way that you see fit. Oh, Father God, I just want to thank you. Look on Pastor Simon tonight. God, we pray for her too, God. We pray, Lord, that you'll have your way in her life and more. Bless her more, God. Work out things in her life. You know what she needs, God. And look down on my niece, Rachel, tonight, God. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to give her more strength to go through, Lord God. Oh, God, you have brought her from a mighty long way, God. And I just thank you, Lord, for how you is elevating her, God. I just thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. I pray, Lord God, for Minister Brenda, Lord. God, I pray that you look on her too, God, in the name of Jesus. Be with her, God. Give her the strength that she needs, God, in the name of Jesus. You know all about it, God. You know how to turn it around. You know how to work it out, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for Mother Alexander. I don't know if I call her name. But anyway, I pray for her too, God, that you have your way in her life, God. You look down on her daughter-in-law, God. I pray that you'll bless, God, and be with her, God. Continue to bring her more up in your spirit, Lord. Bring her more out in the things that she desires to come out to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that healing is in your wings, God, that you're able to heal and deliver, God. So we thank you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray, Lord God, for the president of the United States, Lord, the thing that's going on in the world today. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to keep us, Lord. Keep us as we walk this journey, as we go through life journey. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed it, that sin of blood back on Calvary's cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and saw our needs. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because we just want to live right. We just want to do right. We just want to be what God would have us to be in these last and evil days. And so, God, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We ask you to continue to go with us and stand by us. And now, Lord, as I begin to, you know, tell my testimony, a testimony that I want to tell on tonight, I want to tell about how my daughter on the other night when I got off the prayer line and when I told y'all that I had to leave, how I got to her house, and she didn't look too good, and she didn't feel too good. But I began to did what Pastor Hubbard told me to do, was to put the phone on and to let her hear what was being said. But well, either way, y'all was already gone off the phone when I got there, so therefore I had to wait, you know, get ready to bring it back on so I can listen to it, the blog talk. And so I put it on. I sit it down, and she was laying there, and my daughter and my granddaughter was talking, and she said, "Will y'all be quiet? I'm trying to hear the word." And so a prophet, a bird was praying, and so she would listen to what Prophet Bird was praying. She would listen to what she was saying, and so when it got through, when she finished, and then we were just sitting there, and after a while, she just stood up. She stood up up off the chair. She even looked different. She stood up off the chair, and she said, "Oh, I feel so much better. I just feel so much better." And I said, "God, I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord." And that let me know that if anybody that be on this phone that the prayer, if we don't get a chance to listen to all the prayer that bees on this phone, we can always go back, like Sister Hubbard said, go back to the blog talk and be able to listen to all these prayer warriors that have already prayed for these 6 years. 6 years of prayer is online for somebody that can catch hold to it. If you just get on it and listen and just believe it, just don't listen, but believe what the words say. Believe what the words say when you listen to the prayer warrior in the name of Jesus. And so I just thank God for that, and I thank God for how, say this right here, I thank God for how when we, when every she have to go to the prayer, have to go to the dial 3 times a week. So I try to pray for her and say a stretch or say read something for her. So the day when I went, the day when I prayed for her, she said, "Mama," she said, "you don't mess." She just crying. "You don't mess me up. You just messed me up today." I said, "What? What I do?" She said, "You just messed me up." I said, "She said you the way you pray today is different. It's so different than what it used to be. You messed me up. Everything that you said." That's what the Lord told me about. I said, "Well, it ain't me. It's the Jesus in me. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You give him the glory. Give him the praise." And so as I was praying, the other people that's in the kitten cell, they say, "Why are you crying?" They asked the nurses, "Why are you crying?" And they say, she said, "Oh, my mama's praying for me." They say, "Well, put her on speaker so we can hear her pray. We want to hear her pray too." So they caught, all of them caught hands in the dialysis place, and then again, they caught hands while I was praying in the place. So I just say, God, I just thank you. I just thank God for what God is doing, some things behind the scenes that we don't even realize. We sometimes get down and out by things, and I guess sometimes he probably look down on us and say, what the world y'all doing? I'm doing all I can do for you. Just believe in me, trust in me, and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. I just thank God for what he's doing. And y'all just continue to pray for me. I have some more testimony, but I just stop because I know I don't want to take up everybody's time. So I just thank God for everything that's been said and done. Y'all pray for me that I continue to stay strong and be what Jesus helped me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Giving honor to God, the source of my life, to all the apostles on the line, all the prophets on the line. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All the evangelists on the line, all the pastors on the line, and all the teachers on the line, and everybody who doesn't even speak but listens and just get rejuvenated, burdens being removed and yokes being destroyed by the power of God. Ah, Boucher. My God, I thank you. This is sweet. This is what God gave me. First of all, a scripture. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all." Every family, every household is going through something. But this scripture is true in our hearing. The Lord is delivering and has already delivered every one of us out of those afflictions. I give God the glory right now. He is an awesome God. Father, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the things you've done, the things you're doing, and the mighty and great, miraculous, burden-removing, yoke-destroying, destroying, demon-chasing, devil-destroying things you're about to do in each one of our lives, God. Lord, we praise you now, God. For your glory, I would do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Nobody would have ever known that I spent between 1984 to December 14th, 2014, in and out of jail. I spent approximately 22 years in and out of jail because of disobedience. I mean, just hard-headed. Didn't want to obey God for nothing. But now, all the great things that God has done for me, even from preaching the gospel in the jail, coming out in 2014, still fellowshipping. God blessed me to write a book. I'm working on music, working on designer envelopes right now. On this prayer line for approximately 3 years, I learned how to pray so much better, more effective. Amen. Because the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praying according to God's word, God's will, he hastens to perform his word. A lot of people can pray anything. But you can't pray anything to God. You have to pray God's will, his word. Amen. Back to him. You know, and he said, prove him. Won't he hasten to perform his word? Amen. And I just thank God for what he's doing now. I've been at this Christian Union Full Gospel Outreach for approximately steady 4 years now. The first 2 years I was in and out. I wanted to go. I didn't want to go. Now I go on a regular basis. Praise the Lord. We have fun. God blessed me to be under the board of directors. I'm the vice president of Christian Union of Men of Valor. You know, our choir. And I mean, what a blessing! And God is doing some things like Prophetess Bird said. God is changing some things. Things are changing. And I studied Saturday in prayer morning from 8 to 9. We have prayer, and I said it in the open in front of everybody. I said, God is changing some things. You know, it's in me. It's in the atmosphere. And whoever is connected, the branches that are connected to the vine, amen, great things are going to happen. I just thank God. But there is one song that I just wanted to sing a little piece of. I just thank God and where I am today. And amen, he gave me an apartment. It's my first apartment. I had it for about 6 years now. I mean, I'm blessed. Have everything. I don't have anything I need. Only the word of God, my daily bread. I don't even want anything. He gave me everything. Only God, my daily bread. I'm just waiting in expectation to see how God wants to use me, what he wants me to do for him, to bring him glory. That's it. I'm content. I bless his name. I give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. My brother as well had surgery, hip surgery. Now he's out of the hospital. He's at a friend's house in 20 minutes from me. I mean, bless the Lord. God is doing great things. Amen. And ain't no need to worry anyway. Worry is a sin. We just rest in him. believe in his word and trust in him. But through it all, I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some worry days, and oh, some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, and this is the truth, they outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Amen. God bless you all. Love you.
Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. Thank God for the testimonies of you and all of you. So far it's been a blessing along with the prayers. We're going to have Mother Willette now with her prayer and testimony. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise. Thank and praise God for who he is. Praise God what he's doing in this hour. Praise the Lord. I just want to give God glory, honor, and praise. Praise God because he is so good. I thank and praise God that the word down on the inside will work on our behalf. Sometimes you don't know what's going on. Praise God. I was just recalling when I went to the hospital last week to get that back injection, and I didn't know I think it was the contrast material that they gave me. And when I stood up, I felt like I was about to fall. My head went round in circles. That's what it felt like. And the doctor had to catch me before I fell. But and then my heart and my chest got real tight, and it seemed like my heart was rushing. And they had to bring me some ginger ale, but they said it's probably because I didn't eat that breakfast, but I think it had to do with the contrast material. But I thank and praise God that the word of God was on the inside. His word that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Praise God. I'm standing. I thank and praise God that that word was on the inside. So when that stuff come against my body, praise God, it did not do me the type of harm that it probably could have. So I thank and praise God. And the next day I was still a little bit woozy, but I thank and praise God. And I began to, I read some information about contrast. So I began to drink a lot of fluids and water to flush that stuff out of my body. But I thank God. And I just trust that once you get the word of God on the inside and you stand on his word, praise God, hallelujah. Even though you don't know what all's going on, you can't see everything that's going on, but God's word works. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God that I believe God, I trust God, and I thank him when he said he has given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. And it's in his word. Praise God. We just have to have confidence that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Praise God. All of this is that. It's got to be on the inside. Glory be to God. One thing, you can talk something, but you got to believe that he is the I am that I am, that God is just who he says that he is, and he's going to do what he say. Praise God. So I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. My daughter, she's able to, using those crutches, still get down and back and forth down the hall. And her legs looking better, praise God. It's not as swollen as it was. So I'm giving God the glory. I know it's going to be a little time for it to that fracture to heal. And I thank and praise God for healing. God is so good. He's so amazing. And I recall praying for another brother, Brother Larry, as he had injured his knee, and he had a big, I mean, surgical wound. He tore up his knee so bad. And I remember praying. I said, Lord, please let him have a rapid recovery. Next thing I know, he up there at church. I heard his voice. I said, what is Brother Larry doing at church? And he not at, only at church, but he was, praise the Lord. I saw him then walking around. Didn't even have no stick in his hand. I said, what? And, and when I saw him at the nursing home, praise God, I said, now, Brother Larry, I knew I prayed for a rapid healing, but I didn't mean for you to be trying to run fast, trying to help God out. I think he just, it's hard for him to sit down. But I thank and praise God he is able to get around, God blessing him. He ain't even got two crutches. He ain't even got a stick. He got that brace on his feet, but he's still getting around really good. So I thank and praise God for what he's doing. God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I'm praising God also for Sister Marie. We was told that she had fractured, she had dislocated her shoulder and broke her arm. I said, oh, my God. And I called her daughter today to find out how she was doing. And we've been praying for her, praise God, since we was told that on Sunday. And thank and praise God, she said that doctors told her that Miss Marie was going to say some things because they was going to have to give her some certain type of medication, and it's going to cause her to hallucinate. It's going to cause her to say some things that you don't normally would hear from her. But she said when they gave her that, they put her out the room when they gave her the medicine, put the daughter out the room when they gave the mom the medication, and then they was all around the bedroom listening to her when Miss Marie came out of the medication that they gave her, that all the nurses, the doctors was crowded around, and they was listening to her, and she was saying, she wasn't cussing nobody out. That's what they was expecting. She was saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. And then she heard her daughter's voice. She said, Karen, I hear you. Oh, glory be to God. And it just didn't turn out the way. But once you have the Lord living on the inside of you, things just don't work out the way the enemy expects. So I thank and praise God for all that he's doing. I thank and praise God for all the supernatural miracles that he's already done and those that he shall do. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for each one of you, praise God, my sisters in Christ and brother in Christ, in Jesus' name. I thank and praise God for the miracles that he's doing in your life. I thank and praise God that you are wise, praise God, to stand on the promises of God. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that you're trusting God, that you're leaning not to your own understanding. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for what you're doing. Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, we love you on this evening. We bless you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord God, that you care so much about us. That, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will perfect that which concerns us. You're working situations out for our good. That's what your word says. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to your purpose. Lord God, in some things we realize don't feel good, but you've gotten us through the shed blood of Jesus and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have gotten us victory. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus' name. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Lord God just having mercy upon mankind everywhere. And I pray specific prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ, the leaders within the family of God. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that we heard the messages on last week, and Lord God, hallelujah, it will begin to make transformation in our lives wherever we need the transformation in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that I've got it in my spirit that I'm going to seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, not my own righteousness, not what I think, not what somebody else is saying, but I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm looking to you, Lord God, the author and finisher of my faith. I'm, Lord God, trusting in you and leaning not to my own understanding, Lord God. And, Lord God, I'm just want to be in a position where I can always be available to you so that if you need me to do something, I want to be available to do it for you in the name of Jesus. As a songwriter says, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. In other words, include me in what you're doing. If it's just, Lord God, giving a word of encouragement to somebody, whatever it is that you want me to do, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be, as children of God, light on this earth, because so many people, Lord God, have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, tricked, Lord God, by the enemy, and they believe that they can walk in this world and do whatever their heart they put their heart to. And, God, we know that there's a day of reckoning coming. There's a day of judgment coming, and we don't want to fall short, but as the message said, we want to be prepared, hallelujah, when the bridegroom comes. And we thank you this evening, Lord God, that he that has confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior and doing their very best to hear what the Word of God says and obey what your Word says, get in agreement with the Word of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we can be ready, Lord God. If we've chosen to, Lord God, rebuke, a lot of times we may have to rebuke our flesh and stab her back down to the foot of the cross in the name of Jesus if need be. But, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that we be quick, Lord God, to be in obedience to what your word says. Help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, a light that will point others to you in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, for each person on this line. We pray for the people of God everywhere. We pray for our family members, Lord God, those that are not yet saved. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you put someone in their path and give them a word, Lord God, that only comes from you in Christ Jesus' name. So, Father God, we pray for mercy today. We pray that those eyes that have been blinded by the enemy, we pray that you open up blinded eyes, loose them that have been bound by addictions and strongholds. God, sever every stronghold, every yoke, Lord God, of deception in the name of Jesus from those lies that's keeping them, Lord God, entangled with the stuff of the world in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, for mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray for leaders, Lord God, those in positions of authority everywhere in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for this day that you've created. I bless you right now. I pray, Lord God, that you have mercy upon all of us and help us, Lord God, to continue to represent you in the earth today. Forgive us for all of our sins and blot out our transgressions. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're working situations out for all of us. Bless Minister BJ and her family, Lord God. Each person, Lord God, whatever they stand in need of, meet that need, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, we bless you, and we give your name praise, and we appreciate you so much, sir. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. We love you this evening, Father God. We give your name the praise. And thank you so much for what you're doing and answering the prayers of your servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise God. There's some powerful testimonies and prayers tonight. I know this is nothing but the power of God moving and penetrating in our lives and unctioning us. Oh, glory to God, to be able to do the things that we do when we can see the fruit from the labor of the manifestation. Praise God. There's so many testimonies we can think about. I know I've prayed earlier, but the main thing is just thinking about even just today. I mean, earlier tonight, I usually don't get to sleep in the daytime, but I guess my body, due to this revival, and some nights it was kind of late going to bed, and other times getting up. But I end up something I don't normally do. I went back in the bedroom today because I was I was just my body was like I couldn't even stay focused enough to sit up out here. So I went back there this afternoon and took a nap. And usually I end up with some
electronic or something on or something like this. Usually be hearing the word or this, that, and the other. Sometimes I may have to play a game or something on a thing or bowling or something before I go to sleep. Man, I went back there. I turned. I don't even remember whether I turned the word on or not, but I ended up having a nap for a couple of hours and came back and was refreshed. But I was like, man, I took some meat out because all week long I haven't cooked anything. It's been provisions being made for my daughter or granddaughter, or either sometimes just had a sandwich or some carrots or a sandwich and drank something and went to bed on a couple of nights of the revival. But I finally cooked something yesterday or the day before. Yeah, day before. I'm so sorry. I got this cell phone that I don't know what that is. We'll make that alarm on it. But nevertheless, not a regular alarm. It's something in the system. I don't know what it is. But nevertheless, so yesterday I finished up what I was cooking. But the majority of the cooking was the day before, and then set up some food and sent over to my daughter and her family. But today, and what I'm like this, I'm like, man, it was only a tiny bit of leftover, so I had that maybe at lunchtime. And one of the ladies, one of the sisters, a call, no cupcake, his sister around the corner there, down the hall, that said, BJ, there were some sandwiches and stuff like this from someone was at a golf course or whatever like this. But anyway, from Publix, they had this box that they had sandwiches, sandwich and juice and something else or whatever like this. And she said, do you want to just go there? Because they had this turkey or whatever. I said, God is so good, because I was like, man, I done went to sleep and this meat been out for a while, so I'm not going to take a chance. Would have been out for a few hours. Provision was made. Not only that, then the lady, whatever like this, said, said, well, she passed us and said, well, did you get a box? What was in your box? It was turkey. So here it is, everything that was needed for what I gave the snacks back, because they want that, but she asked for it. I just had all the two sandwiches, well-fit luncheon meat sandwiches, of hero sandwiches, and juice, but I had already had tea. I had my provision made already for today for my dinner. And I'm like, God, you are so awesome, because I was laying in the bed thinking about, now what I'm going to do, because this meat I know to set out too long. So I know I'll probably have to discard it, but it was just a little small pack of hamburger meat. And so, and trying to decide what veggies I was going to put with it, what I didn't have to even do that. So I have a chance to eat from that point. But I'm saying just the little things of God will bless and make provision for you. But I was thinking about going over to God, how God just blessed, and many times how the enemy has came up against my body and whatever, how you all have prayed. But there's some times where things have came up as if there are signs of various things that could be very, you know, bring, you know, the symptoms like it could be a bad situation about the health-wise, but the, through the power of prayer, by the time you go to the doctor or glory to God, or do get some service, or even sometimes the prayer being delivered and healed before you even get to the doctor. So I just think about the power of God, and like my sister said, what's on the inside of it, even the things that try to fight up against us on the outside, what God has blessed through his word and through having faith. And then sometimes the fight is going on against the thing before we ever come into the knowledge of really what is going on with us. And I thank God for the power of prayer for you all, many times praying and standing the gap for me as well. I thank God for this prayer line. Oh, my God, this is such an, whether not only just through the pandemic, but even after coming through this, but we were online before the pandemic ever came, but all the power of the anointing through the prayers, how we all have grown, even in his word, in glory to God, in ministering, in prayer, and how glory to God, we, our tools have been sharpened, how God has blessed even in the gifts, and even coming on one accord with one another, and one, the prophet serving to the prophet, and how the flow of the anointing, and how it's just been inspirational too, bless the Lord, no matter what's going on, because there's been many times I may have had 4 hours of sleep, I might have been fatigued, I've been times where I've been sick, and I mean times when it was just like, whoa, it has to be God. And he was quickening my spirit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh be weak. But by the time it was a quickening to come online, sometimes the healing that took place then, sometimes glory to God, it was a blessing. And by the time I even had to go to a doctor, God has already blessed and moved. But the encouragement and the power of the anointing, sometimes you'll be on the high while you're on there, but sometimes the attack will come back, glory to God, and try to manifest itself even more over the anointing through the prayers, but then God will turn my back around in the morning. You stand on his word, he will move. Thank God, glory to God, for prayers at times, not only praying for other people, but even in the family with the girls or something's going on and praying and speaking the word, because sometimes you're not always there to be able to lay hands and whatever. Send his word, and God has blessed. A situation that have occurred, glory to God, where financial crisis could have been one way, but God turned back around and give favor. Been to the store and might have been short, and somebody watching you, and you don't even know they are. Here they are, all of a sudden, oh, I'll take care of that. Or be in some place, and all of a sudden somebody puts some money in your hand in the grocery store. Praise God. And time that was in Belk's, and I was counting up the at the register trying to figure out what I'm going to, we was in Tulsa, what I'm going to be able to get and what I'm not going to be able to get. And this lady walks around dressed really nice, and real petite lady just came up to me and put $100 in my hand. And when I, you know, thanking God, thanking her, but by the time as the lady taking through the, doing the transaction for us, taking my funds, and when I look back, and I mean, this, it was like she just even wasn't there. I'm like, never was there. But I'm like, God, we know it transpired. But I thank God, glory to God. There's so many marvelous and wonderful things that God has done and doing, and glory to God, some manifestation of his power, and still believing God for him to touch and minister and move. Like Pastor Bird had said, even though we're standing on God's word and some things that we might be facing, we want to pray and bind the hand of the enemy, that whatever the enemy was planning don't be, I mean, that he won't take charge. And if there's something that needs to reveal that we can come against, that God bless, we already have prayer on it, so it can be eradicated too as well. But I thank God for each one of you. When I say it, I am sincere about the women of God and this man of God that's on this line that are so faithful. That's what I look at, the faithfulness and the word that's in you and the power and authority when we come together in the power of prayer. And what we pray for our children, and we hear manifestation of it, and we pray one for another, we pray for people we never heard of, or people that's, glory to God, that's in the media, or things going over around the seas, and things that are going around the globe, and things that are right here in our neighborhood, stuff we see so horrific on the news, and we pray. Some things may look like nothing's happening, but behind the scenes, I know God is moving. Other things are manifested right away. Other things are gradually being manifested, but that's a part of the progress process. And I like I said before, T.D. Jakes had put a word out that in his message that many years ago, God will give you a promise, but the process will make it look like a lie. And we can look back at Abraham's life. We can look at others' life. We can look at our own life. He had promised some things, but in the process, when the enemy tried to rob and steal and make it look like it's not so, God bless and he manifests. And when I think about that, I think about the testimony I had many years ago. We said it online before, but when we were at Alicia's house, and she had already, glory to God, her and her husband had already gone to Oklahoma. But in the meantime, a common leader and myself had, at that time, had decided to go ahead and carry the mortgage. We became roommates, and we just had a contract made up, everything legal and done right. I prefer, even if it's family, to do stuff, go out in the right order, so that way we can go ahead and like, okay, this mortgage is due what we're supposed to pay. You get your money, this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, there was something going on with the people that they had allowed to be in the house before we came. So it was a challenge concerning something with the mortgage and whatever, and the enemy was trying to come in and foreclose. And everything was leading all the way up there. She hadn't even come from Oklahoma, had to go to court, and then turn back around and go back, and they still was trying to push it. And God had us, and we got to the point where, you know, you were standing strong, and then after a while, the way things was coming so close, and they're looking like 30 days, you're going to do da-da-da-da-da, like they was going to come in and do this, this, that, and the other. And so you started getting a little weak in your face, and then God had to remind me. I was at the window, looking out of the window, and God said, what did I say? What did he had promised, and how for standing on the word, and what a God turned that whole thing around. I don't care what was going on in the weeks that passed, and 30 days was coming out. In that 30 days, God blessed, everything changed. And because we stood on the word and stood over to God, reminded us of his promise. And no matter what they said, everything turned around and fell back in place, because it looked like they didn't want to accept the things that was being, that what she did and what things were over to God and what all the different channels she had went through and all, whatever procedure. But I tell you one thing, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise the standard. He'll tell us, no matter if it looked like midnight right about now, glory to God, because the last couple of weeks it looked like things were going to turn a different way, but we stood, and I mean, I just stood on what God said and reminded them what God said, and God blessed, and everything went wonderfully well. We even stayed in there probably another 5 to 6 years, and what about until it was time to depart and release that so they can go ahead and sell the house because they were still out in Oklahoma and they weren't coming back until God released them, so he gave them to the release that. But I'll tell you, no matter what things look like, when we stand on the word and it looks like midnight hour, whether it's through our healings, our deliverance, or whether it's something going on with our cars, our homes, or whatever like this, or either your jobs or however, if we just stand. And then if things turn a different direction and we know we done did, well, God, we have to say, God, nevertheless, thy will be done, because you got a plan and you'll work everything out for the good according to your will. Glory to God. If we love him and called according to his purpose, glory to God, he'll work things for our good. So even sometimes when things got to be released, he got a better plan on the other end of it. And so no matter what, I just bless God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for these vessels tonight. Thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the deliverance power. Thank you for even in the midst, glory to God. Whatever we go through, no matter whether we're home alone, glory to God, we can be alone but not lonely. And even if both of them is going on with people, God bless them. Any challenge going on with their mind, anything going on with dementia, anything going on with just depression from or disappointment or betrayal or heartache or anything going on, glory to God, on their jobs or the financial situation, or food or clothing or shelter. God, we're thanking you how many times you've moved in all of our lives and somewhere or another. Some may have experienced many of those things. Some may have experienced it some. God, no matter what, you are the healer of our heart and our spiritual, physical, glory to God, whatever, emotional. God, I thank you for all bases that you cover. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing these, your people. Continue to use them for your glory. God, we pray, God, that you will have your way. In Jesus' name, we bind up Satan, all of the course, every setup, trap, plot, plan, things that you come to eradicate. So we pray that it be eradicated, dismantled, every scheme, glory to God. We pray, glory, anything he comes to sabotage, is bind up and loose from his assignment. We speak, glory to God, your blessings. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, for your word. God, for the armor, teaching us how to do war, glory to God. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for forgiveness. That's a powerful tool right there to forgive, because the enemy used that to eat up our lives, glory to God, and cause sickness and disease because of, glory to God, unforgiveness. Because even when Jesus, glory, had to speak to some of the ones that he had healed, and so your sins has been forgiven, because sometimes the sin is one of the things that's eating out of us, glory to God, to keep us from even getting that deliverance or that healing or whatever. But whatever the situation is, even when we are tested and go through just for your glory, help us to be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that you're God, especially, glory to God, when we done repent, yielded ourselves, and avail us. Is it for you just to get some glory? Hallelujah, after we done searched ourselves. God, we just love you. We appreciate you. Help us to continue to pray one for another. No big eyes, little U's, no trying to critique this one, that, and the other. Lord, whatever we say, let it be something to encourage and build. Even if it's got to be in correction, let us do it in meekness and in love. God, we just love you, and we appreciate you, and we adore you. Now, another thing, glory to God, God bless. I'm going to open the lines because we may have a couple of people that might even just be on the line that may have a powerful testimony of what God has blessed, even one of our guests. We'll give a couple of minutes for you all, and anyone that want prayer, we'll do so as well. So this is something that you just the Spirit to also give a moment, glory to God, for give me a moment to get this system working, to get all the those that are still online that may have a testimony they want to give to, glory to God. And we also want to leave space if the prophet has anything tonight to say. But all right now, I know the thinking, not trying to open all the lines. Anyone that has this online as a guest, if you desire a testimony or a prayer, we want to give that space to you for a special service God gave to me for tonight. Do we have anyone? Oh, God bless. Most of the lines are open. We just have maybe a couple of lines that's just not open yet. There's a little part there, but you know that's eradicated now. Okay, anyone that has a testimony or prayer, that's maybe a guest on the line. Okay, if you choose not, we praise God for you. Bless the Lord, our prophet. If you desire to say anything now, Apostle, prophet Bird.
Hallelujah. I do want to say something. Tonight is so different. There is a shifting in the spirit. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. We have entered into another realm. I just need to tell you that things are going to be different. Things are going to be different. I heard God saying, it's just like when the stirring of the water, when the water was being stirred, that was time for the people to come in and go into the water, and the first ones that came got healed. So God said there is a stirring now in the spirit, and all we got to do is receive it by faith. And we just got to believe that things are going to be different. The atmosphere is going to be different. And I heard each one of you in a different voice tonight. I can't even explain it. You sound different, which means you have went into another place in God. So whatever you do is going to be to another degree, but you got to believe it. You got to believe it. But sometimes we can pray for people, and they may not believe, but because you do, they are healed.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants us to believe tonight that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that thing is, because we are in another place. We have entered another place in the atmosphere. I mean, the atmosphere changing. And it's going to be according to your word. Your word, you're going to be able to speak it and see it come to pass. So I just bless each of you, because I'm telling y'all sound so different. You sound so different tonight. So God bless.
Praise God.
Powerful word. I was trying to write it all down, but I probably have to go back and play it back. Bless the Lord. Praise God for that word. Bless the Lord. And I thank God for the confirmation, because that's been my prayer going into the seventh year. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless, and that it would be a shifting in that. We'll be in another dimension, so praise God for just a blessing.
Completeness.
God.
Completeness.
Yeah.
My God. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to celebrate you for it, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That ought to be something for us to celebrate. Glory to God and give God some glory. Not just
Amen.
Took it in, but just thank you for it.
Yeah,
hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He loves us so much.
He will
do that for anybody that's hungry.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you.
You are worthy of praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word says, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, your visitation, your love, your mercy, your grace.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We exalt your name, Jesus.
Fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, Nam. Da 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 da
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
You love the Lord.
Come on now.
He has his commandments, and he will surely bring you out. Give the Lord a praise.
Come on now. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
The Lord is worthy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he
is
worthy. Let's give the Lord the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
his
name. Oh, glory.
He deserves all the praise and all the glory.
I
got the joy bells ringing, 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 ringing.
Joy bells ringing in my soul.
I got the joy bells ringing in my soul. I got the joy bells ringing in my soul. I got the joy bell ringing in my soul. I got the joy bell ringing, 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 ringing. Joy bells ringing, ringing in my soul. I got the joy bell ringing in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Love, suffering, and shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was thinking about the whole song about all the here far away. Good and all the rugged cross. Hallelujah. The imminent of suffering and shame. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for at the cross. At the cross. First on the light.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for celebration and
Amen.
All that God has done and doing this night.
Amen.
And the words over to God about the shift. Glory to God and the transformation and the new dimension and glory to God and the completeness. Thank you, Jesus. And the joy of the Lord coming through
Amen.
These vessels in praise and worship unto our Lord. We thank God again for the testimonies and the prayers and everything that God's blessed. Speak blessings upon your lives. Pray God continue to give favor, open doors, glory to God, close doors that need to be closed.
Yes,
thank God for the doors that need to be opened in our hearts in every place that he can come in and that we will not withdraw, we will not pull back, we will not hesitate or reservate or have excuses, glory to God, for procrastination. But God, at this hour, we want to be used for your glory and allow the transformation to take place. Whatever surgery needs to be done, that we allow you to come in and do it and allow glory to God for the manifestation of the healing, the deliverance, and that we can be vessels, glory to God, unto your honor, to go out, glory to God, and do as you said with Peter. When you've been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. So we want to be that and available for whatever service you want. We bind up Satan and anything else that he come up with his little cords to come against those things that you have planned for our lives. So we thank you, Lord God, for just being in your presence to give you glory and give you honor. Glory to God. Just a rehearsal. Getting ready, glory, for the great time when we'll be doing it all the time. But right now, we got to work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. But we're not going to work it as a task. We're going to work it glorifying you to be able to be a part of the kingdom of God and count it an honor for you to be selected as we yield ourselves to you, your glory. You, glory to God. Except glory to God, the Lord called them. And when he draw them, making up our minds that we heard, and now we just got to continue on this journey. Glory to God, hallelujah. Celebrating and allowing you to have free reign. Glory to God. Thank you for all the great and mighty acts, the blessings that you have for us while we've been obedient. Glory to God, the things that you're preparing and doing for us. God, and even opening doors that we know not of and blessing us in places that we did not even think was even possible, touching people's lives, glory to God, and even giving favor, even causing our enemies to be a blessing. God, you got a way that's mighty sweet, teaching us the more your way. It's the best way. And that's the only way, glory to God, the manifestation of your, glory to God, from the manifestation of you being represented in the earth realm through us. So, God, we just love you today. Forgive us, because there are times we are short, and you're revealing more and more. But if we yield, the more and more the blessing is going to come as humility takes place, then exaltation of you raising us up, that you may be glorified. You said our gifts will make room for us, so we don't have to be pushing no doors open. We just need to walk in the doors that you open. And glory to God, and refrain from the ones that are pushing on that you did not give us to go through. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone. I thank you for this revival. I thank you for the support. I thank you for the scriptures. I thank you for those that read or prayed, God, for all the ones that support, the ones that was praying in the background. Thank you, Lord God, for just blessing and moving. In Jesus' name, and even for the word tonight. Thank you for these testimonies. So many things you're doing. Keep us covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels. You never sleep nor slumber. So, God, help us to go to bed, go to sleep, and not, Lord, allow the things of this life, Lord, to overwhelm us and overtake us. Ah, God, we thank you so much. And, God, we just bless you tonight. And all the ones that we didn't get to pray for, that we've been praying for, we're going to pray and keep them lifted up till we hear the manifestation of God's glory coming forth as we celebrate Jesus. I love you. I praise God for you. Pray God's blessings upon you. Glory to God, and just have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful continued Jesus-filled week and month and year, but even more so as life, glory to God, goes on. Help us remember what God says in spite of what we see, in spite of what we hear, what we feel. No matter how many facts are out there, we're going to hold on to the truth. In the name of Jesus, through Jesus Christ. I love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful, 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 sweet rest and beautiful week. Until we meet up again, glory to God, the Lord say the same. Praise God, amen.
That's right.
And be praying about our future coming together sometime before this summer is out, I believe, God, somewhere or another. And we will have that gathering that we were talking about for the saints to come together and pray and have our luncheon. So just keep that in mind so we can meet up, glory to God, in the central place of Charlotte. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day to all of y'all.
Happy Mother's Day
Mother
to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you all. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. We love you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Praise God. In his presence.